We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning. Joining us this morning is Dave Schwartz. Good morning, Dave. How you doing? Are the phones working? Okay. Are the phones... Dave, are you there?
Yep.
Okay, sorry about that. Yeah, Dave is with Freedom Action Network of South Carolina. And you got some good news this morning, Dave. Some folks are getting rich. That's the good news. The bad news is it ain't you.
That's right. That's right. Happy Wednesday to you. There was a great new report coming out from thenerve.org. Rick Mandrett's the reporter there. And he was reporting about how legislatively appointed bureaucrats in Colombia are doling out millions to politically connected nonprofits from our CARES Act grants. Now, remember, this is the Tara. This is the stimulus money, billions of dollars coming to South Carolina from the federal government to help citizens of the state cope with the Chinese coronavirus, right? The effects of it. And so the legislators appointed basically a handful of bureaucrats to kind of dole out some of this money. And they came up with, six or seven categories to basically figure out where this money is going to go, right? Some of it's food assistance, rent, mortgage assistance, utility assistance, mental health counseling, health care, criminal domestic violence. And then there was the seventh category. It was arts and cultural items, kind of like tourism, right? That's basically what the premise was here. And that's where a lot of the money went. And I started going through this report and going through this list of where our money was actually going. And I mean, $50,000, and you spent a lot of time down in Charleston, Tara, $50,000 to the International Spoleto Art Festival, right? You remember that one. The Charleston Wine and Food Festival got $50,000. The Aquarium in Charleston got $50,000. And, if most folks, I think when we saw this happen, right, when this was back in, May, in the spring, most of us thought, okay, if the money's going to help folks in immediate crisis due to the Chinese coronavirus, like they can't put food on the table or they just lost their job, whatever it may be, then okay, I think we could tolerate that. We could put up with it. Now, I'm not saying I was...
I am so sorry. I don't know what's going on. Okay. I'm sorry, Dave. Continue.
No worries.
We just can't get anything together today. The phones don't work. The sounder doesn't work. The news doesn't work. Hey. We've been having equipment problems all morning. Go ahead. I am very embarrassed.
No worries. And so I think if that's where the money went, right, to help people that were in dire need, we could do it, right? That's what the stimulus was supposed to be for. I think that's what most people thought it was going to go to. But instead, it's going to these politically connected nonprofits. And, when the Low Country Food Bank and Salvation Army are getting the same amount of money, taxpayer dollars, as these tourist destinations and these, kind of elitist, highfalutin organizations, we've got major problems here. And something is deeply wrong. And these legislators, our state legislators, are responsible for this. This is their appointment process. This is their process that they came up with. These are their categories that they came up with. It's not the federal government that came up with. This is state government taking our tax dollars and basically doling out. And if that sounds familiar, by the way, if that sounds familiar, that's how it works every single year in the state budget. And we wonder why these pet projects that benefit state legislators get funded and our roads are crumbling, our schools are still ranked, you know, dead last in the country. Our utility bills are some of the highest in the country. We wonder why. All you have to do, this is a perfect example of extrapolating out what is wrong with this system. And again, our state legislators are the ones to be held accountable for this. Every year they break the law. They bypass the transparency law when it comes to our state budget to hold open public meetings. They do this behind closed doors. And this tariff was done behind closed doors. And here are the results, right? You know, tens of millions of dollars funneled to these pet projects, funneled to these tourist organizations that have nothing to do with the safety of citizens or the health of citizens or the well-being of citizens.
Now, I've been to the Charleston Wine and Food Festival, and I was lucky, you know, I don't know if you've been, Dave, but I was lucky enough to get free tickets, so I didn't really look at like what it cost to get in, right? So the next year, I thought, it was fun, we'll do this. And then I realized I would have to take out a small mortgage on my house to be able to afford to go to that. I mean, these are high-end people who are paying. I mean, why on earth do we need federal stimulus funds for that?
Well, it's about $500 a couple. Right.
It was absurd. I remember thinking. Yeah.
Yeah. No. And it's, by the way, it's what you imagine when you hear the term the wine and food festival. It's a hoity toity event, and you run around, you walk around, you pick up really nice, fine tidbits of food. You sip on wine and you know, highfalutin beer. And you're right. I have no idea. Look, the politicians in Columbia figured out, somebody said, you know what? I'm on the board of this thing. In fact, SeaWee, which is another one, the Southeast Wildlife Expo, which is basically like a traveling zoo. And we're already paying a bunch of state taxpayer dollars for that, by the way. But, you know, Paul Campbell, who used to be the state senator down in Berkeley County, who's now a lobbyist, he's on the board of SeaWee. They got $50,000 with our stimulus money. So, again, this is the result of a very secretive process, a process that's done behind closed doors. And our state legislators do this every single year, Tara. They break the law to pass a state budget. And we have to stop. If we want that to end, if we want this secrecy to end, and if we want these behind closed doors deals to end, and if we want these guys to stop getting rich on our backs, we've got to open up the process. We've got to have the ability to participate in how our money is getting spent. We've got to be able to see how our money is getting spent. And so, look, they're starting this budget process. They're already in session. They're starting this budget process this month. We need to confront them about this. We need to make sure and tell our state legislators, hey, you need to go confront your leadership in Columbia, the Speaker of the House, Jay Lucas, the Senate Finance Committee Chairman, Corrupt Hugh Leatherman. You need to go confront them, and you need to tell them they need to follow the law. And if they're not going to follow the law, then you have to vote no against the budget. Because, Tara, that's the only way this is going to end. It's not going to be some, you know, little rules here or rules there or kind of beating around the bush. They either have to follow the law or they have to vote against the budget. And you can do that right now if you're sitting at home listening and you're angry as hell like I am. Text the words VOTE NO, VOTENO, VOTE NO to the number 52886 on your cell phone. VOTE NO to 52886 on your cell phone, and that will send a direct message to your state legislators. Tell them you've had enough of the money funneling schemes. You've had enough. Either you go and confront your leadership in Columbia and tell them to follow the damn law, the transparency law, or you vote against the budget and kill the whole thing and stop this pet project spending that ultimately benefits them. It gets back to them. They benefit from this either financially, Tara, or politically. We've got to put this to an end. We've got to open up the books. We've got to make this process transparent. You can do that. Text the word VOTE NO to 52886 on your cell phone.
Can you repeat that again, Dave, so folks can get it if they're driving? What was it again?
VOTE NO, VOTENO.
Two words,
the number,
right?
52886 on your cell phone. Yep, two words, VOTE NO.
Okay, VOTE NO to give the text line again?
52886.
Okay, so vote no to 52886. Dave, where can they go online to find you guys?
Well, you can go on. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter, facebook.com/fanofSC, Twitter at fanofSC. We used to be on Parler, of course, before that got shut down. but look, or you can go to fanofSC.com. And again, I think the point of all this, right, is that here we have a report showing us that when billions of our dollars come down from D.C. in what was supposed to be a plan to help us, to help the citizens of the state, to help the folks that are in most need. And these guys in Columbia, through their appointees, they figure out ways to funnel that money to projects, to organizations that have nothing to do with the matter at hand. And I'm looking forward to this. This is the first half, by the way, of the report. What we can see is where they gave the money to, the organizations they gave the money to. That's only half the report, because they're going to have to file and tell us who they rejected as well, because thousands of organizations applied for this money, and they accepted roughly half, roughly about 50% got this money. So you see, we're able to see what organizations got that money. I'd love to see on the other end what organizations got rejected. And by the way, who has a lobbyist? What organizations have lobbyists in the state house, right? What organizations have legislators on their board of directors that got the money versus the organizations that got left in the dust? And again, this falls on your state legislators. This secret process, this process done behind closed doors to dole out this money is quite typical in Columbia. In fact, it happens every year with the state budget. They close the doors up. A few guys sit in a smoke-filled room and decide how they're going to spend billions of our sales tax dollars, billions of our income tax dollars, and all this money coming from D.C., they get to decide, a handful get to decide, instead of following the law, which was quite clear. They're supposed to hold joint open public hearings so that we can come in, see where our money is being spent, and participate in the process. They don't want us to do that. They want to shut us out. We've got to reverse that trend. We've got to force your state legislators. If you're listening now, you've got to force them to open up this process. Follow the law. We don't need to make a new law. The law that we have now is perfectly good. We need to follow the law, open up the books, make this process transparent. Let us in. Let us see how you want to spend our money. And we need to participate in this process. So text the words VOTE NO, VOTE NO, to the number 52886 on your cell phone. Vote no to 52886, and that will send a direct message to your state legislators demanding they go and either follow the law, follow that transparency law in the state budget, or they have to vote against the budget altogether. That's the only way that this problem is going to get resolved.
Amen. Dave Schwartz with Freedom Action Network of South Carolina. Sounds a lot like, unfortunately, we got a swamp in Columbia as well, not just in D.C.
We got to drain it.
Yeah, thank you for joining us today.
Talk to you next week, Tara. Thanks.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Some of those jobs of the past are just not going to come back. And when somebody says, like the person you just mentioned, who I'm not going to advertise for, that he's going to bring all these jobs back. Well, how exactly are you going to do that? What are you going to do? There's no answer to it. He just says, "Well, I'm going to negotiate a better deal." Well, how exactly are you going to negotiate that? What magic wand do you have? And usually the answer is he doesn't have an answer. So what I've tried to do.
Yeah, shut up. You're a disaster. An interesting admission, remember this, burn this into your brain. The New York Times just published an article saying we need a return to Trump's booming economy. Trump's out of office now, flew away in a helicopter, so we can admit that Trump had a booming economy. That's okay now. New York Times says we need a return to Trump's booming economy to get out of this hole we've dug with unnecessary and fake COVID shutdowns. Which, by the way, did you just hear on news today? My gosh. Did you hear news? That's one of the stories. Well, shutdowns weren't necessary, and they might have hurt, says a new study by Stanford. Really? Seriously? They're reporting that now. They're reporting that now. It's nice and safe. I mean, they did a helicopter's taking off. Yeah, that old shutdown thing, that was fake. Yeah, we never needed to do that. Might have made things worse. So sorry. 1,500 small businesses a day went out of business during the shutdown. Good gosh, it'd take a magic wand to fix that and bring that back. Which brings us to the CNN article yesterday. CNN admitted Biden has no magic wand. He could. All he needs to do is adopt Trump's philosophies. We have growth as far as the horizon. The actual headline on the CNN story, quote, Joe Biden doesn't have a magic wand to fix the economy. Oh, but he does. Leave the Trump policies in place. Economy fix itself. Now, we saw that this summer. Let me take you back through a little economic history. Because I remember these things. It's what I do for a living. Do you remember when J.P. Morgan Chase came out, and they have a statistical arm that's second to none. They do research for investors. And they've got just a ton of the best investment minds in there figuring stuff out, making predictions, right? And they said, look, these lockdowns, man, they're not stopping the spread of COVID. This was back in like May. They're not stopping the spread of COVID. It's like May, June. In fact, there's no relation statistically between shutdowns, no mathematical relation, and the spread of COVID. Doesn't stop it, doesn't make it better, doesn't work. And remember, for like 5 seconds, Anthony Fauci came out and said, well, maybe lockdowns don't work. And so remember, we pulled back. Because I remember the pullback. I started reopening. And the Democrats and the elites had thought that it would be very hard to restart the economy. Well, it went boom, largest ever gains, because we've got the Trump economic philosophies in place. I'll tell you what they are in a minute. Just boom, recovery time. Do you remember how long it took to recover from the Bush-Obama recession? Oh, it took forever to recover from the Great Recession because we didn't have this stuff in place. And it was shock. And in 1 year, we had the largest ever decline over time in the stock market and largest ever gains. And then they went, crap, this market's recovering. We got to shut this stuff down again. So let's just be clear. Joe Biden does have a magic wand to fix the economy. He can just leave the Trump policies in place. Economy fixed itself. We saw that this summer. They had to shut down again to stop it. It's just long enough to defeat Trump. So let me better explain this. CNN even said, hey, even if he does the $2 trillion stimulus bill he's planning, that's just a Band-Aid. Well, he could not strip the Trump tax cuts. Leave that policy in place and he'll have a magic wand, but he won't do it. It's a step too far to help you.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Texter writes, Trump built a fence to protect us from them. Now, they're building a fence to protect them from us. I thought fences don't work, so says a texter on the text line. So CNN admitting, remember this, when they're blaming Trump for whatever happens with the economy, that Joe Biden does not have a magic wand. Interesting they put that in the headline. Joe Biden has no economic magic wand. He can't heal the economy. He can't do it. He could. This texter nails it. Texter writes, if Biden left Trump's policies in place for 6 months, he would look like a genius. I'd have to grit my teeth through that one, but he would. He won't, though. There's one key reason. Do not forget this. When you see this policy fall, you will understand why there is immediate economic stagnation. The most important thing that Trump did with the Trump tax cuts, aside from the massive corporate tax cuts, which was put immediately into jobs, just as I told you it would, and expansion, which requires jobs. The biggest boost was what? Allowing overseas American companies' profits to finally return to this to our shores without double taxation. Remember when the media would complain because corporations were selfish because trillions of dollars was parked? That's the term they'd use, overseas, by these corporations. Because we were the only industrialized country on earth that would have you pay taxes in the country you earn the money. And then you'd have to pay taxes here a second time. Nobody's going to do that. That's insanity. And so it would force investment overseas of American dollars and foreign dollars, too, when they wanted to invest here. They'd have to go with their second choice. No other industrialized country did it. It was absolute mass stupidity. It caused total stagnation. Trump removed that. And do you remember what happened? $350 billion in investment per quarter in the country. Remember the Wall Street Journal's analysis? How many jobs created per billion? 7,000. Joe Biden has vowed to end that and double tax again at the border. You can't hear. You can't. As soon as they do it, it's done. You can't heal the country. They can't heal the country economically. We'll go right back to the stagnation. Everybody will wonder why, and I'll be the only one who understands, and maybe you. And then you double wallop that with ending the Trump tax cuts, which mainly went to small corporations, mom and pops. Ugh. You can't heal the country. But then you triple wallop that. What have I told you? You must think I have ASP. I said the first thing that will happen, literally, Joe Biden's hand will go in the air. The first thing they're gonna do is send an amnesty bill over. And even Marco Rubio, Senator Rubio, is a Republican and an absolute whore when it comes to amnesty and open borders. Don't vote for that guy, whatever you do. Says this is completely unfair. Folks, we still have 16 million Americans unemployed. Many of them are blue-collar workers. They're restaurant workers. Those industries took the hardest hit. Folks, 1,500 small businesses a day shut down during the lockdown, the COVID lockdowns that Newsweek now admits, and Fox News apparently, we never needed. They're ineffective. They're useless. We killed all those businesses for no reason. It's disgusting. Well, if you're in those businesses, and a lot of the mom and pops were restaurants, they were construction companies, they were blue-collar labor places. And the management for those places. It's a dogfight for jobs right now in those industries. And what is the first thing Joe Biden is doing today? It's absolutely cruel. I mean, it's inhumane. Amnesty. And what will they get with amnesty? Work permit. So they can scrap with the 16 million Americans for jobs. Do you know what will happen? The rich will get richer. Oh, they're going to get really rich. Wages will plummet. Wages will plummet. And even if they go to this $23 an hour minimum wage I'm hearing about, which they're going to do to try to keep wages from plummeting, it doesn't matter. The competition's going to be cutthroat. 16 million people are out of jobs right now. You're going to flood that market with illegal labor? Hispanics get it. By the way, you know what makes me really sick? People who are like, oh, it's racist to oppose amnesty. Folks, if you looked around this country, it's a very diverse place. There are Black Americans and Brown Americans and Asian Americans and all kinds of Americans. There's a ton of them. Who's most opposed to amnesty? Do you know? Racist? No. Hispanic Americans. At what rate? They oppose amnesty at a higher rate than any other American. Higher than Black, higher than white. 70%. They know. They're a good thing going in America. They know it ends. It ends today. It is the cruelest thing I can think to do today to Americans already scrapping for jobs. It's literally inhumane. It's inhumane. What's the second most opposed group to amnesty? Oh, racist white Republican. No. Oh, it's not. No. Black Americans. 62%. They know. They know what's coming. What's the third most opposed group to amnesty? White blue-collar workers. They know. They know what's coming. Scrapping for jobs. So Joe Biden today will open his presidency with a singular act of cruelty. Literally ripping rungs off the ladder, upward ladder to prosperity for those who can least afford to lose those rungs on the upward ladder. And they'll tell you, we're the party who cares. We'll give you that welfare check. We'll give it to you. You mean you'll guarantee permanent and perpetual poverty? Yeah, but you'll be loyal to the party. Otherwise, you won't get your check. So I want you to understand that today, that Biden is beginning his presidency with an utter act of cruelty. So cruel that even amnesty whore Marco Rubio said, wait, we shouldn't do this. How are we going to do this until Americans get jobs? No. What, they don't care about Americans. Given those poll numbers I just read to you, you know what this also is? It's not just an act of absolute cruelty toward those who can least afford it. You know what it is that Biden's doing today with amnesty? It's racist. That's incredibly racist. Again, polling. I did that. By the way, the polling was from the Washington Post. It's almost 2 years old. Groups most opposed in this order, Hispanics and Blacks. And what do you get from Biden? Screw you. Headline, Marco Rubio, no amnesty until all Americans get good jobs. He's a senator. Yeah, that's what a kind country would do. That's what a humane country would do, but we're not that country anymore. So it's on. Good luck finding a job if you work in those industries. It's about to get intense. And by the way, the lie they're telling, the 11 million lie, that's the lie is 30. There's at least 22. We know that from the Princeton study. And you know what they're going to do? As the green card applications come in, the work permit applications come in, we can see how many of them there really are. They're going to slap their cheek and go, oh my, we had no idea. Yeah, they did. That's why I'm telling you today. I already know. And here goes the purge. Just in time. It's from military.com. Headline, Sec Def Pick. Secretary of Defense Pick. Lloyd Austin pledges to rid the ranks of extremists. I'll just read it to you. The man on track to become the first black defense secretary says he's committed to getting rid of racists, extremists, and other problematic military personnel. A pledge made as federal investigators comb National Guard members' backgrounds for indicators of troublesome ties ahead of this week's presidential inauguration. We deep dove into this yesterday on the Battleground podcast. By the way, somebody asked me earlier today, is the Battleground podcast different from the show? Sometimes it runs ahead of the show. We deep dive further in than we can do on the show because it doesn't have all the advertisements. You get stuff there that you get a level of detail there you're not going to hear on the show. I put what the news stories mean all together. We cut through the news, the noise to get through to the news. Let me just keep reading this. This is Orwellian bizarre stuff. Lloyd Austin, resident-elect Joe Biden. We call him resident, not president. He lives at the White House. He's the resident. Resident-elect Joe Biden's defense secretary pick for defense secretary said the military can't win battles if it's fighting enemies within its own ranks. Now, notice what's going on here. I don't even know how this could be constitutional. Okay. When you join the military, when you join the National Guard, okay, background check you. They don't just check you, take you, slap you on the back, give you a uniform. They background check you. They check the terrorism list. They check all that. So that's already done. When the FBI told Reuters, well, you know, we're going to check to see if they're not on a terrorism list. Well, yeah, they did that when they joined. Maybe you could update it. That's not what this is about. Do you catch the problem here? Let me read it to you again. The man on track to become the first defense secretary says he's committed to getting rid of racist, extremist, and other problematic military personnel. Oh. Well, are any of those illegal things? No. Well, how do you define racism? Well, turn on CNN. It's anybody who voted for Trump or expressed any sort of support for him in the past. That's a racist. Even if you're black, by the way. Ask Enrique Tarrio. Racist and extremist. What's an extremist? An extremist is a domestic terrorist. A domestic terrorist is a Trump supporter. Now, they've been explaining that on CNN for 2 days now. And other problematic military personnel. This is a purge. And as I've been explaining to you, Americans won't react to it because they've never seen it before. They don't know what it is. They don't recognize what it is. So unless you have immigrated here from an authoritarian regime, Venezuela, South American tin dictatorship, USSR, you've never seen this before. It's a loyalty test to the party, not the military or the country. It's, wow. He said, when I was a lieutenant colonel working in probably one of the finest organizations in the Army, the 82nd Airborne Division, we woke up one day and discovered that we had extremist elements in our ranks, he said. This is no place in the military. I'm sorry. Do we have any violence? No. Do we have crime? No. Any sort of treasonous plot? No. Okay, so let me understand. You just disagree with your politics. Uh-huh. How is this constitutional? I guess it doesn't matter. Now, remember FBI being interviewed by Reuters and they're asked, well, you know, have you found any terror plots? Like, you haven't even found any? No. By the way, if it scares you they're doing this in the military, you need to listen to yesterday's Battleground America podcast. It's called The Purge, where I detail the plan to do this and expand it to every single law enforcement officer being examined for having the right politics or the wrong politics in the entire country. They're setting up the offices to do it right now. It's in the Democrats' domestic terrorism bill. You hear them repeat that word over and over and over and over and over on CNN and NBC and MSNBC and all this, and domestic terror, domestic terror, domestic terror. Yeah, they call it the domestic terrorism bill. They just launched a new war on terror. You're the target. I explain how and deep dive into it in yesterday's Battleground America podcast. To get it, text Battleground to 71307. Now, why would you do a thing like this when you're combing through sheriff's departments and podunk towns? Checking to see if there's a Trump flag in the front yard or whatever you might have texted. By the way, they said they're going through databases to examine this. Databases. They mentioned social media, although I'm sure they're checking that too. Databases. What kind of database would you look for extremists? I know the NSA database, the one that Snowden exposed. That's where you'd go. They're going to read your text. They're going to look through your emails. They're going to find you. And here's the problem. The definition of wrongthink is expanding by the day. So what might not have been wrongthink even 2 months ago is wrongthink now. And they're coming for our local police. Almost makes you think they're doing this ahead of, I don't know, a gun grab or something. It's what I'd do.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.